Hey folks, I checked in on my favorite Nazi, Hal Turner. He's got a website, but more interestingly, a radio show that kind of ties in with a website. And he bullshits about having some secret sources in the government, but otherwise it's a pretty interesting take on whatever American Nazis are thinking. He's not organizationally part of them. He's kind of on his own. I mean, he probably used to be, but anyway, he obviously doesn't like that we're fighting a war for Israel, but he literally has never criticized Caligula for any of it, and frankly has never criticized Caligula for anything. And so why start now? Yeah, okay, Caligula's owned by the Jews, he's fighting a war for Israel, gas is up. You know, he's warning about food riots and shortages and the collapse of civilization, you know, because of what's going on. And but don't criticize the man. Well, why not? Okay, so the man is bringing about potentially the collapse of civilization, supposedly, but we still don't criticize him. Why? Well, two reasons. Number one, you don't want to give the libs any ammunition. Like, well, you know, even the Nazi Hal Turner, you know, has turned his back on Caligula, number one. And number two, his audience is split, man. His audience is split. You know, you've got people that maybe are still trying to equivocate, you do the QTAR thing, it's all 5D chess, whatever, and there's other ones that have sobered up, and you don't want to lose half your audience by calling out the man for being incompetent and a moron. And anybody with two brain cells at this point knows that even just look at the daily insider trading based on the, you know, this guy's tweets, you know, 5 minutes before he tweets. Everybody knows this is the most corrupt presidential administration in American history, or at least, you know, of the last 100+ years, right? Anybody with two brain cells understands this. It's the most corrupt presidential administration. It's the most corrupt government. It's the most clownish and incompetent government. And it starts with Caligula. And yet, number one, somehow still better than the Democrats. Number two, we don't give those shit libs any ammo. And number three, we don't want to lose our audience because not everybody has two brain cells, right? And you see this with all these guys that are people like Posobiec and Bannon. Well, Posobiec's on Bannon's show quite a bit. I think he's like a fixture on Bannon's show, and he's on there a couple times a week, I guess. But anyway, Bannon and all these other big names that are kind of halfway between Carlson and, you know, Shapiro, right? They're halfway awake. They don't like what's going on. They don't really like anything. But they got no other guy. There's no one else, right, for them. And they don't want to lose half their audience. So this, I've been talking about this since forever. This is why it keeps getting worse. The you don't want to lose half your audience phenomenon is why it just keeps getting worse. Because Caligula is watching the people that are commenting on him and figures that he's golden, you know, that he has the same support that he was elected with. He can, you know, narrowly survive the midterms and all that. And it's not going to work out. But you get what out, you get out what you put in. And anybody that you know that doesn't want to actively stand up and say, this is the most corrupt government ever, this is the most incompetent government ever, And this is the most toxic government ever. And it's even giving the Dems more than a run for their money. And, you know, we're just not going to shill for this. We're not going to support this. Anyone that doesn't actively say that is a part of the problem. And you get what you get. Thank you.